Now, last week, the ABC's Triple J news program Hack came under fire when host Tom Tilley interviewed a neo-Nazi and took a call from another alt-right figure posing as a Jewish man. 2SCR Breakfast producer Isabel Coutts took a look at the controversy and asked whether the media should be giving a platform to these extreme voices.
Hack interviewed alt-right protester Eli Mosley, one of the organisers of the violent white nationalist protests in the US that left Heather Heyer dead and numerous others injured after a car rammed into the counter-protesting crowd. The ABC came under fire after the Monday night interview, with Tilley accused of not asking tough enough questions and for taking an alt-right caller posing as a Jewish man. But the question still remains, should the media be giving a voice to neo-Nazis in favour of balanced journalism? University of Sydney online media ethics professor Dr. Fiona Martin said each side should be given a platform, but in the right setting and context.
You can't say that you cannot give people from one particular extreme perspective a voice. I think that is just as silencing and just as discriminatory as they are in their wish to silence alternative views.
CEO of Asylum Seekers Resource Centre and human rights lawyer Con Karaponadidis disagreed and said someone who is preaching racism and discrimination should never be given a platform to spread their hateful discourse.
There is only one side. We cannot be debating Nazism as though it's a legitimate political philosophy or as though it's something that deserves actually being engaged with. When we look at the fiction of the idea of two sides, is the idea around whether as a society we're going to give power to those who seek to oversee once again a genocide against Jewish people, the murdering of people of colour and black people. This is white supremacy. This is hate speech. This is domestic terrorism when people engage in this way.
Many Australians took to Twitter to slam the ABC for the segment and were left asking why the national broadcaster would give a platform to someone spreading race-filled hate and anti-Semitism in 2017. A popular tweet criticising the segment read,
"Hi, I'm Tom Tilley, and stay tuned to hear from literal Nazis. You're listening to Triple J."
UCID Professor Dr. Martin said that although journalism ethics pushes for balance by showing both sides, the media should be careful about how they do it.
If your interview is simply giving them airtime to be more discriminatory, then I think there's a problem. I think you have to handle these interviews very carefully. You have to be well briefed on their arguments and have the chance to rebut them and provide really strong evidence. You can't leave yourself open, as Tom did, to accusations that you are simply giving them a platform.
Human rights lawyer Mr. Karaponadidis also reflected on the likely public outrage and backlash if a non-white Australian had made such hateful statements and was given a platform in the media.
You sit there and you look at the way we have a frame when we're talking about Australian Muslims. If you're an Australian Muslim, you are found by the police to do anything that incites a hate crime in this country, that's deemed immediately to be terrorism. So all I'm saying is if white people want to do the same and if white so-called Christians want to do the same, then as long as they're happy to be criminally prosecuted for the same thing, that's all. If you're going to say those things, there are consequences to them. And if you're going to incite hate, there are criminal consequences to it.
Triple J and Hack still stand by the segment and released a statement saying that the ABC has a commitment to fundamental democratic principles, including the freedom of speech.